Attention to the finer details of the sitting posture has never been a prominent feature of the Theravada meditation tradition. Very few forest monks sit in full lotus with each foot upturned on the opposite thigh or fold their hands in a perfect mudra. The basic instructions are simply to establish a posture that is stable and erect, with the main criterion being that the posture be one in which the meditator can sit for a reasonably long time with the minimum of unnecessary discomfort. Lumpa treated posture as a straightforward matter. At the beginning of a meditation session, he would simply give instructions to take the cross-legged posture, place the right leg on the left, right hand on the left, keep the back straight, make oneself comfortable, not too tense, not too relaxed, and close the eyes. That was sometimes the, and it was very basic, very straightforward, and to him quite kind of obvious. And because oftentimes you say, yeah, you just sit there, you sit quietly, put your attention on the breath, you pay attention to your breath coming in, going out for a while, and your mind becomes peaceful.